Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette, social media expert, the author of a number of books, and she joins us on a regular basis to help us deal with some of the issues that the world throws at us. She's our good friend, Marie Dubuque. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, happy holidays already. I can't believe it.
I know. Happy holidays to you, too. Thanks for joining us. You know, Maria, in the previous segment, I was telling the audience about you joining us, and I was just recounting some of the extra pressure that most people don't realize a small business owner deals with. In addition to just all the regular stuff that happens on any given day, 365 for a small business, you've got a compressed period of about 30 days where there's, say, two, maybe four, maybe anywhere from 3 to 5 extra paid days off. Now, you know, Thanksgiving, you got Christmas Eve, maybe, and you got New Year's Eve, maybe, and so you got that situation going. You got to make payroll just like any other time. A lot of employees, you know, you feel like you need to give them a Christmas gift, plus maybe sometimes people get themselves into this rut, which is a Christmas bonus,
right,
which I think is a mistake to do that all in Christmas. You should do bonuses another time. But some people have done that. And then you got the business, you're trying to finish out a good year. You got your own family dysfunction to deal with during the holidays.
I know.
It's a tough time for small business owners right now, isn't it?
I know, and I said happy holidays. It's not so happy, is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna say bah humbug, right?
Yeah, me too. I think it's one of the most miserable times of the year. I'm sorry, I know I'm a Scrooge, but especially for small business owners.
It's a tough time.
Yeah, you got all these expectations. People are in a bad mood. They're completely stressed. It makes it worse now that Thanksgiving is so late, so you only have 3 weeks to get all this done. And you know what I tell everybody, and not just small business owners, but just people in general, look, everyone's on edge. Don't snap at people.
Yeah.
Because I see this happening everywhere. So take a deep breath, and someone's going to say something, or somebody says something awful to you, leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to take a moment. I'll be right back. You got to do that, because otherwise the tempers are
going to flare. Pardon me, Marie. Would you wait right here? I have to leave the room. So I have to leave the room for a few minutes so I don't kill you.
I know.
So I don't strangle you or whatever.
Yeah. And because you're it's supposed to be such a joyous time, but it really isn't. It really is. Let's just be real about this. It's not joyous.
Well, I will tell you.
Especially
for
somebody who's a small business owner.
I will tell you that what I can remember times when my capitalization situation was really, 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 how many really is that tough? And then later, when my capitalization situation got a little bit better, I have to say that there's less stress. It all comes back to expectations, the expectations we put on ourselves, the expectations others put on us. If you must have a good month to try to wrap up the year to survive, and things are going rough, you know, then you're going to be pretty stressed out. If you've had a good year already and December's not so great, then maybe you can take it easy a little bit. It really all comes back to expectations, doesn't it?
Right, and you mentioned Christmas bonuses, and I think that sometimes employees feel that they deserve it, but you may not have the money this year. And I love what you said in our last conversation, give to charity and maybe mm-hmm. make it a blanket gift on behalf of everyone. Whatever you have to do, and don't feel bad about it. Don't allow anyone to guilt you. You do what you can do. No more.
Yep.
Do not feel bad.
Well, and I do encourage people to disconnect performance bonuses from the holidays. Do not give performance bonuses. When you give somebody a Christmas bonus, and that's the only thing they get that year, you know, that's when you give bonuses, is at Christmas. I just think that's a mistake because the two one the holidays are a benevolent time. Bonuses are strictly by the numbers.
Right,
and you shouldn't mix the two.
Right, absolutely. And plus, you're allowing people to guilt you.
Exactly. Are you guilt yourself? Plus the fact that it's you're asking for a double hit on the cash flow because you are probably going to give them a Christmas gift of some kind.
Right,
or a holiday gift of some kind.
Right, and I'm seeing them smaller and smaller. And also the company Christmas party. What happened to that? That's long gone. But you know what? I think it's a good thing. A good thing because bad things happen. Too much alcohol.
We used to call that "You bet your job." We used to call that "You bet your job" prom night.
Right. So I think that those being gone, I think that's a good thing. And maybe people miss them, but too many. Yeah, with all the phones with.
Yeah.
and
the cameras. Don't forget the cameras, right? And the selfies.
Yes. Yes.
So how do we deal?
That's going by the wayside.
So besides the mechanical things we can do, like we were talking about, like disconnecting bonuses from the holidays, what are some of the psychological things we can do to eliminate stress besides walking away from people?
I think just give yourself a break. You can't do it all. And also, you can't allow people to take company time to work on buying Christmas presents. And I think that you should let people know ahead of time because it is, like you said, your bottom line. It's the end of the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. You've got to concentrate on the bottom line. And yes, the holidays, but I'm sorry, do your shopping on your own time.
Yeah. No, it's exactly right. Especially since, you know, most people are getting off a couple of days at Thanksgiving, maybe a couple of days. I mean, there's at least three, if not 5 days, of days off in a 5 week period.
Right, and I'm seeing especially
somebody
with
Cyber
Monday.
Somebody has
How
to pay for that.
How many people are going to be right?
And there's no production. So go ahead.
Right. And do you think the Cyber Monday encourages shopping at the office? What?
Probably.
Okay?
It probably does. No, that's exactly right. And not that people don't do that plenty anyway, right? But
they feel like they have license to do it.
And there's
a dividing line.
Yeah. So it's a tough time. Small business owners, I like what Marie says. Take a deep breath. Cut yourself some slack. You might even want to announce early on. If I were you, I'd make an announcement early on. Say, guys, you know, this year's been whatever kind of year it is. And here's what you can anticipate between now and the end of the year. Take some of the heat off yourself and give them a warning. Fire a warning shot that, you know, things may or may not be like you'd like for them to be because they're not like I would like for them to be. Not to, you know, you got a couple of Scrooges here. Marie and I are on the same.
I know.
As a business owner, folks, we're not talking about this as regular folks, but as business owners, it's a tough time. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.